This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday on Cross Hope from 1 Corinthians 4 about family lessons from a spiritual father. Did you know the Apostle Paul felt a parent-child relationship with the church at Corinth? He founded the church. He spent a year and a half of his life there, pouring his life into this body of believers. Do you have a relationship like that with anybody? A father, daughter, a father-son, a mother-daughter, mother-son relationship, or even a brother-to-brother, brother-to-sister, sister-to-brother relationship with somebody in the body of Christ? I hope you do. I hope you're pouring your life into somebody else. Let's continue with part two of this message we began yesterday. Over the years in the ministry, Annie and I have people in every church that we've served. It doesn't matter their age, they could be older than we are, but they look at us as their spiritual parents. It first happened when I was a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky. There was a young man who walked into the youth group one day, and I'm describing him exactly as I remember. He had hair down to his shoulders, he had bib overalls on over a t-shirt, and he was wearing a stovepipe hat, you know, something that Abraham Lincoln would wear. He came into the church, youth group, wearing that outfit. His name was Doug. Well, Doug kept coming. I ministered to him. I ended up baptizing Doug, baptizing him into Christ. He became an active part of the youth group. Now, Doug is Dr. Doug Spears. But what's interesting about Doug is this, is that Annie and I have this relationship with Doug like we're his spiritual parents. There were other people that impacted his life along the way. But Doug looks at us as spiritual mom and dad, along with other people over the years. Here's my question. Does anybody look at you like that? Does anybody look at you and say, you are the person that brought me to the cross? You're the person that introduced me to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to do that. You don't even have to know all the books of the Bible in order. You just have to be a person who says, my life was changed by Jesus Christ, and I want to tell somebody else how that happens. That's all that has to happen. I want to bring up some lessons. I want to talk to you about, first of all, the lesson in verse 14. Could we bring up verse 14 again? I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. I don't know how you were raised, but some of you were raised in this way. Your parents may have treated you in such a way that they tried to shame bad behavior out of you. Guess what? It didn't work, did it? Nobody shames bad behavior out of anybody. Some of you were, perhaps the attempt was made to shame you into good behavior. Guilt has to do with what I do, and guilt is real and legitimate and biblical, but shame has to do with what we are. Dr. Mark Miller describes shame in this way. We could equate shame with being worthless, unlovable, unredeemable, or cut off from humanity. It may evoke painful feelings, rage at the one we feel shamed by, or terror that we will be abandoned or overwhelmed with despair. Sometimes he says shame is often unbearable. Humiliation and mortification, which are part of shame, may be so painful they can lead to suicide. I want you to listen to the most important thing I'm going to say this morning. It's this. The Holy Spirit of God will never shame you. The Holy Spirit will convict you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you. But the Holy Spirit will never shame you into anything.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's one of the most important things I've heard in a long time, that the Holy Spirit convicts, He comforts, but He will never shame. One dictionary defines shame as a feeling caused by a sense of unworthiness and impropriety. It's a feeling of disgrace and humiliation. The Lord's not into humiliating you or me. He's into forgiving through Christ. God bless you as you listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.